Welcome to Common Roots, an Infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common: a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we are joined by Christina from Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, and this is their story. Thank you so much for joining us today, Christina. Would you like to start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your store?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Christina. I've been working at Rainbow Grocery for 10 years now. We're set in the Mission District of San Francisco, and this year we're celebrating 50 years. In August, we'll be having a celebration August 17th at the store. So that's exciting. I have a background in environmental studies and social justice. And as a vegetarian and lover of the environment, I was like super drawn to work at Rainbow because their mission statement talks a lot about being a green business and putting their workers' interests first before profits. And everybody knows that they have a strong dedication to providing healthy and natural foods for customers. And I would say we were probably one of the first businesses 50 years ago to do that in San Francisco and the Bay Area. A little bit more about the store is it's a kind of like a foodie, like vegetarian destination. We have a big bulk foods area, so you can find anything from herbs to nuts and grains at the store. And we carry a lot of like unique local products that you probably can't find in other businesses because we give brand new small businesses kind of their first start at Rainbow. So we get a lot of new products all the time. And we have like an expansive cheese section, and all of our produce is organic.
Cool. And would you like to share a little bit about the neighborhood that you're located in and what that kind of looks like?
Yeah. So we're in the Mission on 13th and Division Streets. Been there for 50 years. We've acquired the building like 20 years ago, I think. So we've always been in the Mission District. We moved from a location on 16th and Mission Street. So we're kind of a fixture in that neighborhood. We're off of a couple bus stops. I think the 12 is a bus stop you can take to Rainbow, and we're near 16th and Mission BART.
And when did Rainbow join Infra, and what initially motivated you to want to become a member?
We joined Infra about a year and a half ago, and I think the key driver was the buying power through sales when joining Infra. It's given us the ability to pass on affordable prices to our customers that we couldn't really keep up with after like Amazon acquired Whole Foods and just other large businesses. You're seeing organic and natural foods almost everywhere. And I think smaller businesses and natural food businesses like Rainbow are typically viewed as unaffordable. So having the buying power and working with other businesses to buy things from through Infra has given us the ability to pass on those lower margin products to customers. So that's been super exciting. Working on the deals flyer and like the everyday low price program, we never had anything like that before. Like shopping in bulk and shopping produce, workers at Rainbow who've been there for multi-generations like know how to shop at a more affordable way. But you know, it's like 2025, we want to bring new customers in, and we want to have that affordability aspect at the store, and I think having like the Cadia products has really helped.
Yeah, and does Rainbow face a lot of corporate competition in your area that affects your business and your customer base?
Yeah, there was a Target across the street. They just opened, I think it's called a Total Wine and More. And I think there were three Whole Foods that were all walking distance of Rainbow. One since has shut down. So yeah, we're always in constant competition of humongous box stores. And thankfully, we've been able to stay open.
And so the main thing that makes Rainbow so unique is that you are a worker-owned cooperative. So what does it mean to Rainbow to be worker-owned? And how do you see this as being a unique benefit to your business?
So Rainbow is a business comprised of almost 200 people, and we're all owners of the store. So we literally all have shares in the store. Nobody else owns it other than us. So all of our profits are split evenly at the end of the year. And everybody that works there are either owners or they're new workers working towards being business owners of the store. So we don't have like any hidden CFOs or CEOs. I mean, we do have like technically a CFO, but that's just because we have to have one for as a business. But everything is decided democratically amongst the workers. And yeah, we're all invested in the business financially evenly.
Cool. And what would you say are some of your own personal highlights of being a part of a worker-owned business?
The biggest highlight I would say is we have flexibility. We kind of take care of each other. A lot of us are friends. A lot of us like have lived with each other. It does have a really strong community aspect at the store, because along with it being a co-op and being a natural food store, I feel like you feel this even at other natural food stores. It kind of feels like a subcultural world. So a lot of our worlds overlap, and I think that's the biggest unique thing, is we have a lot of shared political interests, a lot of shared hobbies, a lot of artists work at Rainbow. So it's just kind of its own unique little world that's been able to survive in this crazy world after 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So another thing that really sticks out about Rainbow is that you're also committed to supporting local farmers, sustainable practices, and of course, fair labor since your founding. So how do you think these values enhance your impact on the community and the environment compared to more traditional grocery store models?
You know, I think like since we've had this mission statement of giving back to the community, it's given us a really good reputation. So everybody kind of knows Rainbow, and everybody kind of wants to be a part of Rainbow. I was on the public relations committee for a couple years, and everywhere we go, everybody hears about us. Or if like you're a new business, like people, like their first goal is to get their product in Rainbow. And I think because of that, there's just like a good relationship with the community. And it's just given us the sustainability to like stay open and be competitive with like big box stores, mostly in the last decade. Because I think people in San Francisco and the Bay Area share like the same values that we do. And so they want to give back to us the way we've given back over the decades. I think it's just like it's a community that's taking care of itself, you know?
And yeah, do you feel that sense of community in your customer base? Like, I'm assuming you have a lot of loyal customers. And do you think that this is a driving force for why people shop at Rainbow?
It's a huge driving force. It's crazy because we have like multi-generational workers and we have multi-generational shoppers. a big thing that we've had at Rainbow is a senior discount. Yeah, we offer 10% off to senior shoppers every day at the store. So we've been seeing some of the same customers for years. We've seen people have kids and seen kids grown up and still shop at Rainbow. There's like so many locals that have been shopping at Rainbow for decades now.
So it seems like Rainbow is certainly a fixture in the Mission District in your community in San Francisco. And referring to your website, you have a lot of worker owners that have been with Rainbow for decade-long careers. So what do you think contributed to that employee longevity, and how does that stability ultimately benefit the co-op and your customers?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is values and morals. We have a lot of coworkers and shoppers that are really passionate about natural foods. And like, even when I travel, like I go to grocery stores and the standard is so much lower. And I think like we've just created this nice little bubble of like natural foods and like community. And I think that's why people stay there, is just like, if you're vegan, it falls within like your morals. And like I said, since it's our business, it provides like this flexibility where you can do other things. Like there's a lot of our coworkers that are going to college right now, and they're able to do it because of Rainbow. Like, and it's sometimes some of our workers, it's like your first job that gives you like full benefits. So it's like this accessible job where you can pass on skills, like leadership skills and knowledge that you might not be able to get at a Whole Foods, where you'd probably just be stocking, you know, for a couple years. So I feel like it gives you like the flexibility and like the knowledge to do other things and still have like a sustainable wage and benefits to like do other things on the side.
Yeah, and it's almost like, do you feel that because there is this lack of that bureaucratic model and everyone is kind of on an even playing field, people have the opportunity to step into leadership roles or step into doing tasks that maybe would be reserved at other stores for just managers?
Yeah, definitely. So our structure is kind of like an elected structure. So if you wanted to be on the board of directors, or if you wanted to be on public relations, you could run for that position and get elected for it. So yeah, your career at Rainbow 1 year could be like a super busy year, or like, you know, I was on public relations for 2 years and I was like, this was 50-hour work weeks every week, you know, and like this year maybe I just want to step back and only like stock in my aisle, you know. It really gives you like a diverse way of working at the store. Like there's a lot of roles you can step into if you want to change it up or not.
And what do you think is the most or one of the most valuable lessons you've learned in your time at Rainbow?
I think sticking to our morals has been really valuable. I was thinking about it this morning, like having a higher quality of product and like really investing in other small businesses has attributed to that. I would say like the biggest thing, an easy example right now is like the egg shortage. And like you just go to a conventional grocery store and there's no eggs. And like if I didn't read the news and if I never went to a regular grocery store, I would have never known that there was an egg shortage, because it's like they're full on our shelves. Like we don't have that problem because we're not investing in larger farms that are being affected by what's going on. So it's just small things like that. I feel lucky. Yeah, I think it's benefited us for, like I said earlier, like giving other small businesses a chance. And so like now 20 years later, if those small businesses are doing better, you know, they're going to prioritize us to give us product. Whereas, you know, bigger box companies aren't making deals like that.
And what do you love or what excites you currently about the natural foods industry?
Man, it's so fun going to other natural food stores. There's always new stuff coming out. And it's just like always new ways of like, depending on it all changes regionally, right? Depending on like what customers want in that area or like what is available in that area. So I'm always excited about natural food stuff because there's always brand new things coming out. Like when we were in St. Paul and we were going to the co-ops out there, I like saw eggs in bulk. That was fun. And just seeing like what is offered locally, like bakeries are so much fun locally, seeing all the different products that are offered there. Yeah, I don't know. We're just getting new things all the time that it's super exciting.
Yeah, totally agree. So speaking of products, do you have any specific local or unique products that you offer at Rainbow that you would like to talk about or shout out?
Yeah, my favorite bread right now, speaking of bakeries, is Rise Up Bakery. It's a sourdough company that started in 2020. Z is the founder. He started it during like the George Floyd stuff that was going on, and his business has flourished since then. I think we were the first business that brought his sourdough in, and ever since it's only been 4 or 5 years since I think he was like baking bread out of his house during the pandemic. And since he has a storefront that's down the street from Rainbow, and he's killing it. So it's fun to see businesses like his grow. And another brand that I'm super into right now is I'm in the dry goods area at Rainbow. And Good Light is a fun candle company. They're from San Francisco, but they've since moved to Denver. And it's all natural, I think, soy and palm wax candles. And it's all like clean burning stuff. And they donate like 1% of the profits every year to like a orangutan project in Asia. So,
okay, cool.
My two favorite brands right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Christina. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience before I let you go?
Yeah, I guess I should just shout out that we're having our 50-year anniversary celebration this year. We're going to shut down the street. I think there's going to be a bunch of vendors, a bunch of free giveaways. So I would say like keep an eye on our Instagram to see what PR is going to be planning. And I think they're reissuing a tote bag from Emery Douglas, and he was the artist for the Black Panthers during the Black Panther movement. And we made a tote bag 10 years ago with his art on it, and it's called like Paperboy, and I think they're reissuing it. So it's a pretty cool piece of art and history that I'm stoked about.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roads. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.